Blog Talk Radio.
We're unable to hear anything.
Oh, okay. Blessings. I'm sorry. I think I have to mute myself. All right. Yes, I've been having difficulties all night long. All right.
Yeah, we heard that.
Well, God bless you, your name and where you're from. I'm going to begin to just minister to people tonight, and then if I have time at the end, I'm going to place an audio of a testimony of a young lady that went through a lot in her life and how God helped her and she overcame. Your name?
This is Greg and Jennifer.
Oh, Greg and Jennifer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Allow me one moment to mute you, and then I'll come back to you, okay?
Yep.
All right. Father God, thank you for Greg and Jennifer, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see like a wall, like barriers. And then I see that there's some barriers, but God gives you the ability to be able to, like an athlete that jumps over the barriers, to overcome that, to jump over that. I see like a man in the shorts and the running shorts where the Olympics, they try to jump over, and I see it jumping over and then the wall falling down. Thank you, Jesus, that the barriers are overcome in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, I guess that's for Greg, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for giving him the ability to overcome what's before him, Father God. And Lord, I just lift up Jennifer, Father God. Lord, I thank you for Jennifer, Lord. Thank you for her kind heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the long suffering that she has, that thing like you do, God, that she's long suffering with others and she loves much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because even her character is being transformed through all of that. Thank you, Jesus, because you're doing a work in her life, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I see you, Jennifer, God is going to give you some things, and I'll call them recipes. They're like spiritual recipes. Things that God's going to give you to put together to be able to serve others, to be able to serve to others, okay? So I believe this is a spiritual recipe, things that God is going to be showing you because you're going to be showing others the spiritual recipe on how things work. Thank you, Lord, for that intercessor and Jennifer also, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Greg and Jennifer, are you there?
Yep.
Yes.
Does that sound like anything that you're going through?
Oh, we'll let Jennifer handle that one.
For me, it was confirmation. I've been given a similar word like that in the past. So it was definitely confirmation. And, you know, my heart is pretty tender and long-suffering towards others. So, you know, it was just confirmation, again, that how intimately the Lord knows us and sees us. So thank you.
Are you married?
No.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Not yet. Oh, okay. Well, maybe I just sense that, you know, sometimes when things are right, sometimes the enemy comes against it. And I could tell you by experience, it's not easy. And as you realize certain things are for you, the enemy is not wanting you to have it. And he'll try to stop it. Like tonight, there was a lot of things, you know, trying to come against. I've been doing Blog Talk for a long time. And with Pastor Randy, Prophet Randy. And all of a sudden, all these issues from the last 2 weeks, I've been having issues to try to get these messages out. So do understand that may be because he doesn't want you guys to hear what you need to hear and for you to overcome what it is that God wants you to overcome. And sometimes, you know, when we get to our promised land, there are giants in the land, but you don't give up. Like tonight, I did not give up. Even if it's just for one person, I did not give up, right? And so I'm not sure, but I'm sensing. Are you guys in ministry? Are you sensing that
not
God
yet.
Is wanting you to be in ministry?
Yes. Led there. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Maybe that's what the whole issue is about. Me not being able to get on, and so don't think that just because God wants something for you. That it's going to be, like, handed to you, you know, on a little silver platter. Sometimes, you know, the things of God that are worth fighting for tend to be a struggle, and the enemy tries to stop it. Even the beginning of things, before you even get going. Because once you get going, you're going to start noticing more and more the enemy's tactics, and you're going to learn to shut him off. But it doesn't mean that it's going to get any easier. Understand that. But it is worth your while to keep pushing. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with that Olympic runner running over that wall for you, Greg.
Yeah.
I just sense that there's an anointing here. Like, you guys are going to do ministry or something, and that's what the hurdle is. The enemy's trying to stop that from even beginning.
Yeah, we felt that.
Okay, so don't stop,
yeah.
Don't stop. Like, you know, when I know that I'm doing something and I know the enemy's putting a lot of roadblocks, I'm like, no, I'm going to hit this harder.
Yeah.
And God can be telling you all these things, but you can't stop, because if you do, you're allowing the enemy to win. And sometimes the enemy will put doubts as to, okay, am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to do this? And then he'll put a whole bunch of doubts so that you won't receive that blessing. And one thing that I've learned lately, that when God speaks, you better not go against what he says later on, because you know what he's saying. You know, there's a blessing if you push through. But the opposite is also true if you don't push through, because there won't be a blessing with it later on. There can be other things that won't add up either. Okay? So be very prayerful. I'm not understanding everything. You guys tell me. I don't really know you.
Jen, you want to go?
I don't feel the call to, you know, pursue ministry together, and there have been lots of attacks, and there have been lots of, I guess, I'm assuming you saw hurdles and jumping over hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if, you know, those hurdles were, because for me, there's been a lot of hurdles as far as trauma, and Greg has really been, the Lord has been ministering through him to me, and just healing a lot of those issues. So, but I mean, it could be enemy attacks as well, and, you know, on me as well. So, but, mm-hmm. Yeah, we are doing, you know, a relationship and, you know, future together and in ministry.
Yeah, I understand that. And I understand how you feel too. I'm also in a relationship, and I know what the attacks the enemy uses on both of us. But we know, and we pray about it, and we come against it. And I mean, it'll come maybe once or twice a week, and you know, and I'm like, you know, why is this happening? But it's happening because the enemy doesn't want it to happen. But know for sure that it's the Lord that wants it to happen, and you give it all your best, you know, allowing God to work it through you, through both of you, and don't give up. I'm just telling you, don't give up. You keep on fighting no matter what. You keep on doing it. It's going to happen, and God's going to give you the victory, because I already saw that through that what I believe was Greg jumping a hurdle. It's like a wall, really, what I saw, a wall, and that athlete jumping over that wall. So, you know, God gives me things symbolically, and I believe you're going to have the victory, but you can't believe the lies. Don't believe the enemy's lies, and keep fighting no matter what you see. No matter what you see. Like tonight, I had so many obstacles. And I'm like, you know what? I've done this a whole bunch of times. Why is this not working? And I'm doing it over. And God bless Prophet Randy. He's helping me on the other end, and he couldn't even help me. And I said, well, one way or another, Lord, you got to help me. So I went through. So what I'm telling you is not to give up. You know, the prophetic, it gives you in part. Be leery about those that are giving you details about everything, because sometimes that's not prophetic. You know, sometimes the more details they give you, it's more like psychic. So be careful with that. But God gives us in part. He gives us in part. The rest is up to you to seek it out. And you, it seems like you already know what the Lord is trying to tell you, what he's trying to do in your life. So I believe that maybe the enemy knows that, because if there is a relationship in a marriage here, that you guys are going to be dangerous together, you know, against the enemy. And so he's putting a lot of obstacles in your way. Okay, so Jennifer, I sense you're an intercessor. You continue praying. And Greg, you too. Okay. And don't think that because God is calling you that you're perfect. You're not. I'm not perfect, and I realize that I'm not. But you know what? That's part of the journey, to learn things so that we can teach others. Okay? And so maybe that's part of it, Jennifer. I sense that you have this sweet spirit about you, that God's going to use you in a sweet way, a tender way, to teach other people the things that you guys have overcome, the things that you overcome in your own lives, and the people will be able to understand it. And it's going to be like a recipe. You follow this recipe, and you're going to get this exact same, you know, results. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. I'm honored. God bless you. So we got... So you're not doing any kind of ministry at all?
I mean, I just plugged back into a church. A friend of mine became pastor, and I've been in music ministry in the past, and I've also become very close to the worship leader at our church. So, and that's a natural path for me, but also gotten a pretty strong word from God that he's wanting me to do more than that, maybe do a little preaching. So, like, okay, God, whatever. whatever
so
you ask
minister
me to do.
Music.
Yeah, I have been. I've been involved in music.
Oh, wow. God bless you. And that's really important because that helps usher in the presence of God and even for the word and all that. Do know that the enemy is, you know, is trying. But you know what? Don't put your eyes on the enemy. Put your eyes on the Lord. Know that there's going to be giants along the way, but God is going to take care of all of that. But your part is not to give up. Okay? And here on PGN, I tell you, Prophet Randy, it loves when people want to minister and learn how to, you know, give the word out. This is a place where you have grace to grow. Okay? So if ever you decide that, be prayerful about it. And if you want, you can talk to him, and he could give you maybe a spot to so that you can get your feet wet and start learning how to do that, and that'll help you. And this is a place where we give you grace to grow. Amen? So God bless you. Oh, I'm so happy to be part, you know, to be able to give you this word. Well, God bless you guys. Is there anything else you would like to say or give a word or something encouraging for somebody?
Jen, do you have anything?
He's just, God is very faithful. He's just very faithful. He is who he says he is. For me, he's just, yeah, faithful and true, and there is nothing that he can't do. We can trust him so completely. Just unshakable confidence in him and his ability to do what he says he's going to do.
Amen.
He's just amazing.
Well, there's an amazing in that. So, a quick story. Jen and I crossed paths on social media seven years ago, and we would occasionally message and kind of stay in touch, but nothing ever happened. And then a little over 2 months ago, the messaging started and led to phone calls. And it's been an amazing journey watching God orchestrate things and put them together about how we're both confident that we're exactly where he wants us to be and being together, pursuing him together. It's been pretty wild.
Supernatural. Just need to see his involvement in every little detail, and he just continues to wow us, you know, in awe, and it's just beautiful.
Oh, you have me smiling over here. I'm happy for you guys.
Oh, smiling too.
Oh, man, that makes me really happy. But do know, keep calling every week, and whatever God gives you, share it, and get your feet wet, you know, by doing things like that and sharing what you know and what the Lord shares with you. Many people start that way, and then they end up having shows. And, you know, here we give grace. We give grace to allow you to grow. And nobody's perfect, and that's another thing that I wanted to make a point of. She's not perfect. He's not perfect. You're not perfect. Each one is not perfect. The only perfect one is God. But when there is the love of God, then, and you love God and you do things the way that God says, then things are perfect among you, okay? So, I just feel love in the air. I love this. Is there anything else you guys want to say before I go on to my next caller?
No, we're both grateful. We're grateful for what God does. We're grateful for PGN. I mean, we've called in separately from time to time. And I think Jen talked to you last week about herself.
Okay. Okay. You know what? Because I minister to so many people, I don't remember everything that I say to people. All I know is that I write the names down and I pray for them during the week. And so Jen, as you hear the callers, you know, pray for them too. You know, we have this thing where there may be a host, but those that are on the call are also praying for the people that are being talked to. And that makes PGN even so much more powerful in the hands of God, because we are praying for one another, and we're loving each other and wanting each other to make it and overcome. You know what I'm saying? So, well, God bless you guys. Amen.
Jen, do you want to ask for clarification for what you said last week?
I can't remember, because I'll say whatever the Lord gives me at the moment. Yeah, maybe you need to.
I'm not trying to call her out. I just know that we talked about it.
Okay. So maybe do this. Get the recording, because there's archives on PGN, right? And you can go and follow the date that word was given. This is what I do, and a lot of us do. When Prophet Randy or anyone gives us a word, we write it down and we pray over it for God to give us more clarification. Because in the prophetic, God sometimes will give you the prophetic, a part of that message for you. And it's up to us individually to take that word and take it in prayer and say, okay, Lord, what are you trying to tell me here? And as you do that, then the Lord gives you more clarity through scriptures, through your reading of, you know, you're spending your time with the Lord. He'll start making it clear and clear what exactly he's trying to give you, you know. But it belongs to you to find out. It's for kings to find out, okay? It's for you to find out. The prophetic is only given in part. It doesn't give you the whole thing. It's not, you know, this is the prophetic. Many people confuse it with psychic readings, and it's not psychic readings, because psychic readings are familiar spirits, and those are spirits that are watching you and knowing certain things about your family because they're around watching.
Mm-hmm.
They only know what is being seen. But they don't know what is being in your, what's in your heart, and what God is doing in your heart. You see, so the enemy is limited in that. But in the prophetic, we speak the heart of God, and we give in part. We give it in part, and it's up to you to take that and in prayer continue reading. Many times I'll say something and I won't remember what I said, because I minister to a lot of people, so you know, I don't keep record in my mind. Or things that I've said for years back, and people will remind me of, oh, you said this, and I'm like, I don't remember. I don't remember, honestly. But do that. That's what I do. I take whatever prophetic word is, I write it down, I write the date, and I say, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to do with this word? What do you mean? A lot of times I already know when I'm hearing the word what's going on in my life and what that pertains to. And so it's a confirmation. Sometimes the prophetic word is a confirmation of what is already happening, or sometimes it's of in the future. It's in the future. So just write it down and see what God is trying to say. You know, because the prophetic also, when something is given, there's a condition to it. If the person doesn't complete what they're supposed to, it may not happen. But it's not because it wasn't the prophetic word. It may be because a person didn't believe it and didn't follow through with it, or maybe it has something to do with somebody else and that other person didn't follow through with it. It has different conditions, okay? So even in our praying, we can bring it to where it's supposed to be, because the enemy will stop whatever word God gives us, you know. And we think that sometimes, oh, well, that wasn't the Lord. No, it may have been the Lord, but maybe you didn't follow in faith, believing that it was God that he wanted to give you this, or he didn't want you to do this, or he didn't want you to do that. But the word of God is always encouraging to get you to receive what he has for you. One way or another, you're going to be blessed. Amen?
Amen.
So
Amen.
Stand strong. Yeah, stand strong in that. You'll learn more as you continue being on PGN what the prophetic is all about. Don't discard. For instance, there's an issue, right? Let me give an example. Let's say I receive a word, and that word is for me and for somebody else. And it could be true, But because the other person changed their mind, right, then that word will not take place. But regardless, I'm going to get blessed. You see what I'm saying? Regardless, I'm going to get blessed, because sometimes when it takes more than two people, and even with one person, if the person doesn't believe, they won't receive that blessing. And that's bad, too. It's better not to, you know, receive a word than to receive it from the Lord and not follow through and allowing God to manifest that. It's better not to mess with that, because, you know, you're calling God a liar. So when it has to do with two or more people, it's conditional. It's conditional depending on our part. As you draw closer to God, God draws closer to you. But if you don't draw close to God in faith, then he doesn't draw close to you in faith either. So it's always conditional. But for the most part, when I receive the words here, a lot of times there are things that I'm already walking into, which help me to know that it's a confirmation for me that, oh, okay, yeah, I'm not on the wrong track. I'm in the right track. You see? And so a lot of times that's the way the prophetic word flows. Don't discard it. Just pray over it and allow God to explain that. Like Prophet Randy was saying the other day, that there was years back, there was a theme of Russians. The Russians, you know, Red Dawn. The movie Red Dawn, and everybody was all panicking because of what was going on and, you know, in our country and all this and that. And he gave a prophetic word to this one lady that he saw bombs, you know, going around her, but nothing was going to happen to her. So everybody automatically assumed that it was going to be that the Russians were going to come to the U.S., and it had nothing to do with that. The thing was that her husband was working in Israel, and she went to visit her husband, I think for Christmas or something. And when she went over there, there were bombs that went out, and they told her, you know, to wear, a face mask or something. But she was in such peace because she had received the word. She believed the word that Prophet Randy had given. She remembered that, and so she was at peace. She didn't do anything, and she went back to sleep. So do you see? You know, it may not be what you think it is. That's why you have to pray about it and say, okay, Lord, what is this about? But don't discard it, because if you discard it and say, oh, no, that wasn't of the Lord, then you're not going to believe in faith that God is doing what he's doing. And it's always a good thing. God is always doing a good thing in the Word. Amen? Did I explain myself or did I, you know?
No, you did a great job.
You were able to understand it better?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So don't automatically assume it's this or that. In prayer, always in prayer. Okay? All right.
Thank you. God bless
you guys. I look forward to hearing more good news about you guys. And do come and join anytime and share a word as the Lord shows you, okay?
Thank you.
God bless. All right. All right. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. My next caller, 903-918, your name and where you're from. Oh, wait. I clicked the wrong one. Sorry. 903-918. Okay.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Let me mute you, and then I'll come back to you. Thank you, Lord, for Michelle from Texas, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Michelle from Texas. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I see like a picture. Like you're in front of a picture. I don't know if it's a picture of somebody or something. But I see a picture. I see you before a picture. Maybe has something to do with a loved one, something about a loved one, somebody you're praying for. Possibly somebody that may have passed away or something. But I see you in front of a picture. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just pray, Father God, whatever that is, Father, in the name of Jesus. For Michelle, Father God, that that whoever she's praying for, or that the memory of that person, Father God, I think it has to do with the memory of a person. But, Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name that you just bring the healing to her heart, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for helping her heal. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Michelle's heart, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Michelle? Hi,
yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you,
Michelle? Good, good. How are, what would you like to talk about tonight? Hello?
Hi. I just would, I would like prayer.
Okay. What would you like prayer for?
For my daughter.
Is there any specific, or do you just want me to pray for her?
Just pray for her.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for Michelle's daughter, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Michelle's daughter, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Your word says that when we train up a child in the way they should go, they will not depart from it. And, Lord, we're standing and believing that, Father God, this child is walking in your light. We ask you, Father God, to give Michelle's daughter the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. Give her the mind of Christ. Give her the mind of Christ. I thank you, Father, for this child, Father God, because she hears your voice, and she doesn't hear the voice of the enemy. We just declare and decree that right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this child, Father God. Touch that child's health. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for give her direction, Father God. Illuminate her path, Father God. With your presence, Father God, will let her sense your presence at all times, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, if there's anything that shouldn't be in that path, Father God, we just pray that you move that out in Jesus' name. Thank you for her healing physically and emotionally in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Michelle, you there?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you would like to say, or an encouraging
yes,
word?
I'm just wondering about the picture that you just saw.
It could be your daughter.
It
could have been your daughter that you were that you're praying for. I just saw you, you know, that you're looking at that picture. And, you know, you're praying for that person. So it might have been your daughter.
Okay.
Or it might be in the future. But apparently that was the first thing that came out of your heart, your daughter. So God sees that you are praying. He hears your prayers. He's hearing your prayers concerning that. It's heartfelt. I felt like it was... like when you were looking at the picture, not that it grieved you, but you were feeling that. You were feeling that for that person. That's all I was able to see. So it could be the prayer for your daughter. That was it. That was it. That was on your heart, and you're looking at her, and you're seeing her, and you're praying for her. And so know that God is seeing that. God hears your prayers. He's hearing you. He knows your child.
Amen.
Your prayers of intercession are very important. It's not only just asking God, but continue to pray for them. Do you speak in tongues?
Yes, I do.
Okay, ma'am. Well, then this is what you're going to do. Take a picture of her and put your hand on it and pray in tongues for it. Sometimes we don't know what to pray. We are grieved sometimes with the things that we see our loved ones doing. And we don't understand it. Take that picture, anoint it, and place your hand on it. place your hand on it and start praying in tongues. Pray in tongues. And whatever, sometimes you'll feel like crying, just cry it out. Let the Holy Spirit work through you in prayer for that person, whoever it is that you're praying for. Okay? So in this case, it's your daughter. So you're going to pray, you know, just anoint her shoes. If she lives at home, well, then anoint her shoes. If she's away, then use a picture. And that's a point of contact where you can pray for them. Okay? And so, and believing it and declaring with God's word, you know, that your daughter has the mind of Christ. And you can find many other scriptures that will are really good to pray for people depending on what they're going through. If it's for their health, if it's for their, you know, rebelliousness, if it's for whatever it is that they're going through, financial, you pray for them. They don't have to be in your house. They can be far away. God is amazing. No matter how far away in the world, you can pray over here. They could be up in France, and you can, your prayers can be answered. There's no distance with God. Amen?
Amen. Praise God.
I know that God is hearing your prayers. I almost felt like that emotion that you were feeling when you were holding that picture in when I was seeking for you. I don't know it all, what it's all involved. I just know what God showed me. That's all. Okay? But do know these are good strategies for praying for people, praying in tongues, anointing their pictures, and praying day and night, declaring, decreeing over them, asking God for them. And that's what helps push them. And before you know it, like one day, my son, he has he's a little bit strong. And so he doesn't understand that women are gentle, right? And so he doesn't understand that he has to be gentle with the young girls. And so I was praying for him for a godly mate, and he calls me right away. It was just a few days after that, and he goes, "Mom, have you been praying?" I go, "I'm always praying." He goes, "No, have you been praying?" And I go, "Why?" He says, "I'm dating somebody. She's a believer," and I'm like, I started to laugh. So you know, they'll know, they'll sense it, they'll know. If they know their mamas, they know when you're praying for them. So children are imperfect. We're not perfect, but God is perfect. And in prayer, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it'll be done in their lives. And we just don't leave things to, you know, okay, this is what the word of God says. Well, then that's the way to know. You have to put some faith into it. Faith into by praying, by declaring over them. Because people say, well, you know, my children, well, I'm believing because the word of God says, you know, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. Yeah, but are you praying for them? Are you declaring for them? Are you interceding for them? I heard a pastor the other day that he says that he was a difficult child, and he remembers his mother early in the morning praying for all of them, and he says that she would stay stuck a lot of times just praying for him because he was the difficult one. And yet today he's a pastor, but it was because his mama had him on her knees. Okay, this is the way that we're supposed to go and make sure that we see what we want to see in our children. It's through prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
There,
amen. Yes, I'm here. Yes.
All right.
Amen.
All right. So we're believing with you, sister. And as many times as you want to call in for prayer, you know we're here. Okay? We're here to encourage you and to build you up.
Praise God. I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Is there anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, God bless you, sister. You have a blessed week.
You too. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. My next caller, 251-342. your name and where you're from. One moment, because this thing is a little slow. And remember, those that are on the line, remember to dial 1 if you want to have prayer and ministry tonight. All right. 251-342, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Latrice from Bama.
Hi, Miss Latrice. God bless you. All right, give me a minute.
Hey.
Lord, thank you, Lord, for Miss Latrice, Father God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I see a tree. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for Miss Latrice. Miss Latrice. The tree. I see a tree. I see a tree. And that tree has had many storms blowing on it, but its root is grounded. You're grounded is what I see. Your roots are grounded in the Word of God. And that tree is stable. Thank you, Lord. It may lose some leaves, but it's standing strong. I see a strong root, a strong trunk in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for Miss Latrice, Father God, for she stands on the word. She stands on the word of God, and she knows who her God is, Miss Latrice. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Latrice. I thank you, Lord, because the much fruit that's being bared in that tree, Father God. I thank you, Lord, because I see like that tree giving fruit, and I see people just, you know, grabbing from that fruit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you think, Miss Latrice, that just because you've grown older, that you have nothing more to give? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I see that there's fruit. There's still fruit there, much fruit for others to take and seeds to take along with it. I thank you, Lord, for the life of Miss Latrice, Lord. I pray that, Father God, that her latter years will be greater than her former years, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Lord, I just pray that you show her that her life is not done with, that you still have things to have her offer to others through you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, Miss Latrice, how are you doing?
Oh, it is well.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. It's been a minute.
Yes.
I don't get on that often.
I just sense you have much to offer, Miss Latrice. I still feel that in my spirit.
Sometimes,
yes, you're firmly grounded in God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. So what's going on, Ms. Latrice?
Oh, nothing much. I called to see if I could get prayer regarding school. These last few months I have to go.
What kind of school?
And that's about it. Been bombarded with schoolwork, but God.
With schoolwork?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was seeing, the fruit that I was seeing. I was seeing, like, apples. I go, I was seeing apples. And wow. Wow, that's what it was. So you're in school.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, yeah. So you're back to the drawing board and learning stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you studying?
Nursing.
Nursing? Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, that's a good thing to learn. Yes, I did some studying on that too. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Thank you, Lord. So let's pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Miss Latrice, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the things that she's learning, that she's going to help others, Father God, that she's going to give to others from the things she's learned herself, Father God, to bring healing to others, to feed others, not only to be a nurse or caretaker or whatever it is that she's learning, Father God, that it's going to be to bring also spiritual healing, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I just pray that you protect her, that you give her wisdom, that you help her to, Father God, to know when to minister to the people that she comes into contact, Father God. Lord, I just pray you give her such favor with the people that she comes in contact with, Father God. And, Lord, I pray that you supply all her needs and all her school needs and all that entails with grants and all that stuff, that, Father God, we just pray that you make a way where there is no way, Father God, to pay for all of that in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you use her mightily, that you use her mightily, Father God, with a healing touch, Father God. I pray you touch her, Father God, and give her a healing touch, Father God, to touch these people not only physically but spiritually in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. Oh, I'm excited for you. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited for you.
I'm excited, too. Even more excited when I get out.
Has it been long?
Well, I was in, and Mother's Day, my sister died, and I came out, and I couldn't go back until January when the semester I needed came back around. So,
okay. Is that nursing assistant? Is it a nursing assistant or RN?
No, I'm going to be a nurse.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you.
Amen.
I love that field. I love that field. Amen. Well, yes. Well, blessings go with you in the name of Jesus. Is there anything else you would like to hear? Is there anything else you'd like to share before I go to the next caller?
No, I do thank you, and you be blessed, Carmen. Good talking with you.
God bless you. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you, Mrs.
Good night.
Good night.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's always good talking to Miss Latrice. Okay, 951-966, your name and where you're from.
This is
951.
Hi, this is Regina.
I'm sorry.
This is Regina.
Okay, I can't make out what you're saying.
This is Regina.
Oh, Regina. Okay.
Yes.
Let me give me a minute. Ah, it's nice to hear you. All right, one moment. Let me put you on mute, okay? All right. Thank you, Lord, for Regina, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see that the Lord is helping you to understand some things that you thought were one way, but they are another. And I'm seeing that the Lord is giving you grace because he's giving you like an inkling to hold your peace and not say anything because you sense that there is more to this than meets the eye. And I believe that it's the Lord that's showing you that so that you won't say things because you're not fully aware of the whole story. And I thank you, Lord, because you're unveiling some things to her, Father God, so that she can walk in that wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because you want her to walk in that wisdom, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Because you allow her to hold her peace when she needs to hold it because you're revealing some things. You're revealing some things to her about certain situations in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, for that clarity. I thank you, Father God, for the wisdom, Father God, that you're giving her. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Hey, Regina. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
How's the weather over there in California?
It was nice today.
It's nice? Well, it's been cold over here, very cold.
Yeah, it was nice today. So we had some cold days, but today was nice. But that's
okay.
Confirmation. I was facing a few things. Just with my household, my kids. And normally
can
I
you get closer to,
because
I really want to make out what you're saying. I don't want to miss anything that you're saying. Okay. Get closer.
Okay. I was saying that's true because I was facing some things this week in my household, my kids.
Uh-huh.
But I just pray about it, like, okay, Lord, I'm not gonna say nothing. I just prayed about it and just. So that's a confirmation that I was feeling God, like, just don't say anything. Because I do feel like there's a lot more spiritual stuff going on.
Yeah, isn't he awesome that he can, you know, help us to see things before we open our mouth to say something and not really understand what the whole situation is all about? I love that.
Yeah, because, normally I would have said too much, so. Yeah, that's true.
I know. Well, that's great. Do you have something to share for others to encourage, or do you want prayer?
I want to pray for my brother who is facing surgery, like for his back. He's having like all these just different stuff happening to his back and his legs, and so they want to operate on his back. I just have a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on that really don't make sense.
What's his name?
Tyrone.
Okay. Okay, Lord, we just looked. Is there anything else?
No, I just saying that.
Okay, let's lift him up in prayer. Father God, we just pray for Tyrone, Father God. You know the issues on his back, Father God, his legs, Lord. Lord, we just pray for a healing touch right now, that you align whatever is out of line. If there's any pinched nerves, Lord, that you unpinch those things. That we pray, Father God, that those bones line up the way they're supposed to. And also we ask you, Father God, that you give him wisdom to eat healthy, to supply the foods that his body needs to heal itself, Father God. And, Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you just touch the legs, the feet, Father God, that you line all that up, Father God, that any pain, Father God, that we just pray, Father God, you give them the wisdom to start either walking or stretching. And that he would start standing up, Father God. We just pray that, Father God, you just touch from the skull to the neck to the back, all the way down to the tailbone, Lord. We just pray a healing touch right now in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just pray that not only alignment, physical alignment, but spiritual alignment, anything that's out of alignment, Father God, that you bring it into alignment. In the name of Jesus, and that you would allow him to realize that you're doing an alignment on him and that he will not resist it, but that he will receive it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he'll receive that, Lord. We'll give him a heart to receive that blessing right now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Amen. And
amen.
All right. Let us know what happens with Tyrone so we could continue praying for him, okay?
Okay, I will. Yeah.
Okay. And, Lord, I just pray that for Regina also, Father God, with her children, that, Father God, you give her the wisdom to resolve whatever issues are going, Father God, around within her family, Lord. Give her that supernatural wisdom from above, even as she reads her word, Father God, that she will know exactly what she needs to do, how she needs to approach things. And, Lord, we just pray that the truth rise up, that the truth comes up, Father God, and the lies go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Well, God bless you, sister. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you. Thank you for what?
All
God
right.
bless you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I have 720-620, your name and where you're from.
All right. Colorado.
Veronica from Colorado.
Sorry? Hi, Veronica.
Veronica from
you?
Colorado.
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Allow me to mute you, and then I'll come back to you, okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for Veronica, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God's going to make a way, Veronica. I don't know what that's all about, but God is going to make a way. God is going to make a way where there seems to be no way. I'm hearing that song, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He's going to make a way. Trust in the Lord. He's going to make a way. Things are going to come together. Trust him that when all things look bad, you cry out to the Lord, he's going to make a way. And he's saying, I'm going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Lord, for Veronica. Thank you, Lord, for her children. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for their protection, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you supply their needs, Father God, and even their wants. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for you're a good God. You are a God that loves his children and wants to supply their needs. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in Veronica's life, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you please press for my niece, Brianna? She's here.
Okay, what's your niece's name?
Brianna.
Brianna?
Brianna, okay. B-R-I-A-N-A.
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for, let me mute you. Thank you, Lord, for Brianna, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, Father God, for the natural beauty, but the spiritual beauty that the Lord is going to manifest through Brianna, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the talent that you give Brianna. That those talents are for the Lord. The Lord says, those talents are for me. And the Lord wants you to use those talents for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because he loves you. And as you allow yourself to use your talents for the Lord, there's going to be like this joy that's going to come over you if it's not already manifesting. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the beauty, the beauty that comes from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that those talents in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the talents in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Veronica, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was praying for you the other day. The Lord had me praying for you the other day.
Really?
And I feel that you, the enemy is like bombarded, I feel, but the Lord says, no, he's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. Okay? So stand strong and just continue believing and trusting in the Lord. Good things are coming your way. Okay?
Amen. Can you please?
I don't know
thank
what
you
you're
very
going
much.
To do.
I know.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it gets tougher and tougher and tougher.
No, know that
but
you
God
have
will make the way.
Brothers and sisters. yes, know that God, you have brothers and sisters here praying for you, and God is going to make a way, okay? Just stand strong in him, all right? Don't let go, because sometimes when the enemy is doing that, it's because there's a blessing. There's a big blessing, and we can't give up. Sometimes we give up too soon, and when we give up, we let everything go. Don't give up. We're praying for you, okay?
Thank you. Can you pray for my kid? I have a daughter that has an aneurysm in her kidney, and I have a son that has something with his liver. So liver and kidney, it's pretty, they're not taking medicine. They're not going to the doctors. And they're just believing God for supernatural healing. I know that mom taught them well, but also God uses the doctors, but they haven't gone to the doctors. But I know that God is in control. I just need help on prayers.
Yes. Oh, I'm feeling like this, really, like this heat. Lord, I just pray, Father God, right now that you touch them from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. For both of her children that are dealing with aneurysms, the kidneys, the livers, Lord, we just pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you bring healing to that, Father God. And Lord, I know that sometimes it's difficult to have enough money to buy healthy food. But Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you give Veronica the wisdom to feed her children the things that may target those areas, Father God. But I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your healing touch, we pray the breath of life over them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. And, Lord, we pray that you just deal with the kidneys, that you clean out anything that needs to be cleaned out, that you heal anything that needs to be healed from even from birth. In the name of Jesus, the things that were in them from birth, Lord, that you make things new, that you restore that liver, that you restore those kidneys, those livers, Lord, and anything with the heart, Father God, we just pray that you give them an overhaul, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Work it from the top to the bottom in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the healing touch, Father God, because you desire that they be in health, that they prosper, Father God, even as their souls prosper, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now in their bodies, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for their healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Keep calling. We'll keep praying, okay?
Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Is there anything else you needed to say?
I am planning a trip. Can you please pray for my trip?
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, are you going with your kids?
No, with my niece, Brianna.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for Veronica and Brianna, Father God, on that trip. We pray, Father God, that you supply all their needs as they go, that nothing will be lacking, that they have whatever monies they need, Father God. We pray, Father God, that that trip will be a good one, Father God, that it will be a blessed time. In the name of Jesus, that whatever they need for that trip, that Lord, that you would supply, in Jesus' name, protection, Father God. Take them and bring them back safely in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, Veronica. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I have this, I have other callers, but nobody's raising their hands. So if you'd like to raise your hand, dial 1, and you'll be placed in the queue, and then I'll be able to minister to you tonight. If not, I'm going to play a clip from this young lady. She's a singer now. Her name is Blanca. I played a song last week on her testimony. Okay, I have a caller right now. Give me 1 minute. And I'll do this after this person. If not, if there's another caller, then I'll place that in. All right, let's see. Your name and where you're from, 831-596.
Hi, Carmen. It's Noelle in California.
Noelle, okay.
right, let me mute you and then I'll come back. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for Noel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Noel. I see you. I don't know if it's on a vacation. I see some sunshine shining on your face and you enjoying yourself. I'm not sure if that's a vacation that's coming up or that you, or in the future. I don't know. But I just see that it's of the Lord. And in this time, you're going to spend it also with the Lord. I don't know if it's a spiritual vacation or a real vacation, a physical vacation, or it could be both. I don't know. But as soon as I started seeking for you, I saw the sunshine shining on your face. Thank you, Lord. Sunshine shining on your face. So whether it's with the Lord or not, it's of the Lord. It's a time for you to rest, I guess, physically and spiritually. Thank you, Lord. I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing. See that it's a good thing, that you're going to receive something in that time, in that either spiritual or physical vacation. You're going to receive something that's good for you. Thank you, Lord, because I see you smiling. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do with Noel in this time of rest, either spiritual or physical rest, Lord. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord. Help her to receive it all, and to be restored in whatever it is that you're wanting to bring a joy, restoration. Thank you, Lord, for what it is that you're giving her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for knowing.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for praying for me.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's amazing because it's like with, you know, where I'm at, it's like there's so many billboards, you know, headlines and, you know, that. And I'm trying to just rest in God, you know, like, what do you want me to do? You know, show me the way. You know, so I appreciate that. That gives me peace. It really does.
Yeah, I saw you like on the left hand and then on the right, like that, like light coming and like you're closing your eyes and you're like soaking up the rays.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I have to. I mean, I don't have all my answers, you know, and sometimes, you know, we wrestle in seeing God, right? And
yeah.
The other part is doing our part. And so, you know, we want to be diligent and, you know, do the right things and, you know, be resourceful, et cetera. Excuse me. But if we don't know what to do, we have to go back to resting in God, you know, and waiting for the next step. And that's kind of where
right.
I'm at. You know, I need to make some changes, and I know I need to, you know. And, you know, God's been so good, and he's blessed me and kept me. And, you know, it's sort of a pivotal place where I don't want to step out of it and act on my own, you know, because I feel like I need to be doing something more. And at the same time, if I don't have that leading and direction from God, you know, I need to be still okay with it, you know. And so that's, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. So I really appreciated that word, and you know, it gives me peace. In resting in God and saying, okay, you're going to show me. You're going to give me the wisdom.
Yep.
You're going to, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to direct me. And and that gives me peace. Thank you so much for praying for me tonight.
You're welcome.
That was the Lord. I'm just a vessel. He's the one that's given it to you. So thank you, Lord, for that. And know that He's hearing your prayers and that He hears you clearly. He knows your heart. So now it's up to you now to separate that time, that time of rest. What do you call it? Maybe a sabbatical. Maybe a sabbatical. It doesn't mean that you separate from everything, but maybe, separating your time with Him. It could be in the outdoors, too. It could be in the outdoors.
And the wisdom, right? The wisdom to know that, okay, you've rested, you've done this, and time to step out. And here's what you do. And, I'm there. Also, too, would you pray for me? I've had some huge losses, huge losses in my, it's really bad, with my mother's trust and what I was supposed to inherit and how it was handled. And it was, I know people can say a lot of things and complain, but it was absolutely nothing like my mother's intentions or trust. And it cost me in a big way. Would you pray for restoration for me?
That's amazing that you said that word, because I have my computer. I was going to, because of all these delays, the Lord gave me that word, restoration, earlier as I was preparing what to think about. And there was a scripture that really jumped out on me. And I have a list of them, but this is the one that I'm going to give you. Isaiah 61:7. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours.
Thank you, Jesus.
And these are all scriptures about restoration. That's what God has been talking to me about, restoration. And there's another one, Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And then there is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And then it says Jeremiah 30:17, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. But you're not an outcast in God's sight. He's going to restore you. He's going to heal you. Spiritual healing, emotional healing. And this is for everybody else that's out there listening, too.
Amen.
This is for you, too.
Amen. Amen. That's God's word.
I kid
it's
you not.
Intention.
I have it right here. I couldn't have gotten it that fast, right?
I had it already planned.
Those scriptures have
come up and have come to me. And also there's one about shame and inheritance. And, God was, there's so many scriptures in the Bible about, inheritance, and God honored it. He honored he honored customs, he honored wills, he honored people's inheritance. And so these are things that are real. So when somebody violates that and you have a loss in it, I can't help but feel, it goes back to God's word, and it's like He's on it. He recognizes it. And it's been a heartbreaking experience.
First Peter 5:10, and the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
So stand on the word of God. Declare that. Speak that over yourself. Continue doing that. I'm praying for you now.
Father God, I thank you, Lord, because as my sister seeks you first and all the her righteousness, all these other things will be given unto her, Father God. I thank you, Lord, because as she spends time with you and seeks you and spends that shalom time with you, Father God, you're going to reveal to her some things. I thank you, Father God, because you're going to restore to her inheritance, Father God. We pray, Father God, that what the enemy is trying to steal from her, Father God, be released onto her, Father God. We ask you, Father God, the enemy's been stealing so much from her. We ask you, Father God, that it'll be restored back to her, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Whatever they're planning, whatever anybody's doing, Lord, that it fail in Jesus' name. And help her, Father God. Help her, Father God, restore. And I was looking at the word restore, what the word, I have it all here. I was going to talk about this, but I'm glad you're pulling this out of me. It says restore, bring back a previous right, practice, custom, or situation, reinstate.
Yes.
Return someone or something to a former condition, place, or position. Repair or renovate a building, work of art, vehicle, and originally back to its regular condition. So, Lord, we just pray and decree restoration over our sister in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help her, Father God, to seek you more for more wisdom on this, Lord. We thank you, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, for all
thank
these
you.
Things that are coming her way, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
That's why the enemy was trying to fight me so much this earlier. I was like, what is going on? 2 weeks in a row? Come on.
you know what, Carmen? My mom passed in June 2020, and the betrayal in all of this happened in really about December 1st, 2020. And it was devastating. And it went against everything my mom wanted, everything her will and trust specified.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost me, I mean, six figures. It's been in a betrayal, you know, the betrayal in it. And
but you know
what?
You don't wrestle against flesh and blood. This is one thing that I've learned. It's not against flesh and blood that we fight. It's people that are not walking with God, so the enemy has easy access to them. But it's not against them that you have to fight. You have to fight the enemy and allow and tell God, look, God, he's stealing this from me. Look what he's doing to use these people. But it's your warfare is with the enemy. It's not with them. It's not with them. And so this is what you have to present to God and tell him, Lord, bring justice. You know, but you love these people and help them to open their eyes. Father God, open their eyes so that they can see what they're doing.
It's really cost in family relationships. I mean, it's been horrific. But the one thing
the enemy does that.
Yeah, and the one thing I know is everything in the Bible, I mean, God honored testaments, wills, you know, inheritance. He honored it. He honored people that, you know, they were supposed to get XYZ land, right? He honored it, you know. And if somebody deviated, that was an issue. So we know that this is something that God already honors, you know. And to be at a loss in it and for it to be so devastating and such a betrayal, I mean, the only place I have to go with it is God. That's it. You know, God, I know your ways. I know what your word says. And that's the best I have as a redemption is your word, you know, and your ways. And I've been counting on it, you know, praying on it, counting on it. I have to forgive daily, Carmen.
You do have to forgive, because if you don't, then you enter the enemy's camp and you act just like they do. And that's not that's where the battle lies. But the battle is the Lord's. But the way that we handle it is through worship. You worship the Lord. And you tell him, thank you, Lord. I know that you're doing all this. Stay in that and help him. Give you the wisdom to know what to do next. And worship. Keep worshiping. The enemy doesn't like
thank
that.
You.
He's got to get his hands off of you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you shall be proven to be in the wrong, because this is your heritage.
Amen.
This is part of your heritage.
Amen. I mean, this is like something, my inheritance, my mother planned, it's in her will. And, you know, the thing about the praise and the thing about the enemy hating it, it's hard to praise God.
Maybe that's what I was seeing. That's probably what I was seeing, Noah.
It's hard to praise God when you're in offense, you know, and it's hard to not be offended when you've been betrayed, you know, and when things went so wrong. And, you know, it's a constant forgiving. I mean, you know what that is, when somebody's in your life and they, you know, it's constant. And
well, think about Jesus. But, do you think he would have been able to do what he was about to do if he would have been offended and not forgiven Judas?
No.
And forgiven those
that have sinned against? No, and that's the difference. It's like if somebody does something to hurt you and you hurt, right, that's probably normal. But it's the offense game in our power, you know.
Yeah, don't go there. Yeah, just let it go and release that right away, because that's going to poison you and it's going to be harder for you. So, I mean, if that's what you have to deal with for a while, just stand there and just worship the Lord and say, Lord, help me until, and maybe that's what I was seeing, that you were soaking in the sun and that you were smiling because you were getting something. And that's probably where God's going to start revealing certain things. When you're in his presence, you're going to be smiling because he's going to give you what you need while you're spending time worshiping him and praising him.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
So that's your
amen.
Your orders, like a soldier.
Well, you know, that's awesome. I have had times in my life where praising God allowed him to show up. You know, it created a presence that he showed up in, and I'm not gonna act like I'm holy, and it's, you know, it happens all the time. But I've experienced it, you know, where getting into his praise allowed him an environment to show up in my life, you know. And so, like, all of this makes me feel like, you know, these things are wrong, they're full, they're dirty, but that's not where I need to be. I need to get over to the praise part, like you were saying, and be there, operate there.
Yeah, well,
that's
you're spending
amazing.
Time worshiping him and speaking to him and telling him, you know, who he is, how much you love him. You know, sometimes the enemy has a grip on you, and when you're in God's presence, so much in God's presence, he's got to let go. He's got to let
you
go.
You know what, Carmen, what you just said about who he is, I'm so busy telling God who they are. You know, I mean, that's the problem. It's like, I'm saying, God, they stole from me. God, they hurt me, right? You know, God, you know, they deceived me. And instead of being,
you know, it's okay. Even when you go in front of him and you have to cry, sometimes, you know, I'll tell him, I know all this is going, but let me cry. Let me get this out. And I'll cry, and then I line up. And I tell him, Lord, okay, I know you're a big God and all, but thank you for letting me cry because this hurts.
Amen.
He knows it hurts.
Amen.
He knows it hurts.
Amen. I mean, sometimes when something affects us like that, we do have to cry. And, you know, as a Christian, we think, you know, we have to dismiss that. We have to forgive that. We have to go to some whatever, right? Sometimes
there is
we go before God
that talks
and
says, about it. Talks about our tears, that he bottles all our tears.
Right.
Right. Let me see if I can find that. There is a scripture that talks about that, that God bottles our tears. And, oh, my goodness, where is that in the Word? That is true. He know. I mean, God is. Let's see. Okay, bottle and okay. I think I got one. I think it. He collects our tears.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. It says you have kept count of my tossings, put my tears in your bottle. Psalms 56:8.
That's beautiful.
So, see. Every time we cry, he collects that. Oh, my goodness. He must have a bottle full with mine.
Well, you know, it's interesting because as you were saying that, I thought, I'm either going to wrestle with it more in the natural, right, on my own, or I can wrestle with it in his presence. And... you know, I mean, that's where the supernatural is. That's where God is. That's where the healing is. Not in, well, I'm human, and let me go to a go-to for that. You know, I mean, it flips the switch. And I thank you so much for praying.
I believe that God records all that in a book, basically.
Yeah.
I think he records all of that in the book, and he remembers it. He remembers all that, all our suffering. And it's not for nothing. He sees it all. He knows. God is tender-hearted with us. He feels what we feel. He weeps when we weep.
Carmen, there's times where I'm so devastated in this. You know, I'm like, this happened. It's so wrong. It you know, devastated me. You know, it should never... you know, this is like horrible, right? And sometimes the only solace I have is, God, I know you see. You know, I know you know. And I may not be praying right today. I may not be, you know, seeking the right things today. But I have to take some comfort that you see it. You know, you heard it. You know it. And that's not going to go awry, you know, until I get, you know, on track or whatever. So, you know, it's been really hard. But, you know, I have to just get over to God's praise, like you said, and handle it fair. Handle it fair.
I know that's where I've had the breakthroughs when I'm worshiping in the midst of my hurt. And when I'm broken, you know what? For some reason, that is a pleasing aroma unto God. It's like,
yes,
it you smell good.
Yes.
Come
it's
here. And then
praise.
Something happens, you know, and he gives you understanding. And then you open your Bible and you're able to understand what he's trying to tell you.
It's
you know,
exactly
but you have to get
praise.
It out. It's okay. He knows. He knows. He made you. Of course he knows how you're made of and what's going to hurt you and what's not going to hurt you.
He knows when we praise him and it's sacrificial and that we're, you know, dying in some aspect or in such pain and that we're putting that aside and saying, you know, you are God. And even though these things are happening,
exactly.
I am going to praise you anyway. Yes, I'm trusting you. And, you know, in that place in my life, I'm like I said, I'm not saying it's like my everyday spiritual walk. It's not. But the times that I've been there with God, in those moments, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. It's been like God just met me there. He met me. You know, there's a scripture, I don't know what it is off the top of my head, where our praise makes room for God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's his presence, and that's
yes.
what I want to play. The story about this woman that had a divorce and her past and all the hurts. Her father was a drug addict. Then her mother got cancer when her career was taken off. Then she says that her mother, in the midst of all that pain and that she was going through cancer, she wanted her to go out there and continue with her career because she felt that.
she felt better when she saw her daughter doing what she was called to do. And even in the midst of all that pain, and she eventually passed away, but, I mean, she still hurts about it, but she knows that it was for a reason, so that she can minister to other people in the gift that God had given her, which is in music. It's in music. Aww. So I'm going to play that before, because I have a few more minutes before the show logs off, because pretty soon I have to go to work after this. So I won't be taking any more calls.
God bless you, Carmen.
Yes, I have other calls, but I do want to. I want you to hear this, the testimony of this young woman. It's amazing. And
thank
so, you, you're welcome. And give me one moment here. And I'm going to. I won't mute you, but well, I should. That way, it doesn't interfere with the music. Well, God bless you, sister.
Yes.
And,
God bless you, Carmen. Call thank you.
With all the good things that God is going to do for you, okay?
Amen. I will. Amen.
All right.
God bless you, girl. Okay.
All right. I'm going to play this audio. I hope you're blessed just like I was.
With going through a divorce, I think it got the tornado, the storm felt so big that I'm like, I'm going to get destroyed by this. Like, I felt like a little girl again. It brought a lot of these emotions back. I always say when I talk about my story that my parents divorced when I was very young, and my dad kind of had his journey. He was addicted to drugs and just kind of in a rough place. And I always say, I feel like that's where the seed of insecurity was planted. The brokenness that I faced as a little girl, dealing with sexual abuse for many years, and the effects that that had on me, you know, now as an adult. But there was so much brokenness there. And then I get into a marriage without healing, without counseling, without kind of facing these issues and expecting, because I love Jesus, you know, that in my marriage is, you know, I try to do things right, that it's just going to go away. It brought a lot of these emotions back, and just put a light on kind of these holes that I felt that I had inside. So going through that process, number one, just in general as a woman, was very vulnerable and very scary. But then as a Christian woman, it was like, where do I go? Where can I turn? I already feel like I can't trust anyone. And then it's like, but how do you open up about something and talk through some of these things when you feel a lot of shame? There was this strong feeling of either unworthiness or just self-doubt, like, that started to creep in. And then with different things that occurred in my childhood, it just reinforced this narrative that there was some part of me that wasn't that same insignificant or unworthy or not enough. So I need to start figuring out how to break these things down to find where God is in this and what the truth is, because right now it all just feels very cloudy. I needed God to kind of guide me, and I'm like, this is going to be a error. How do you say, like, when you try something out, trial and error, basically, I'm going to do it. I've hit rock bottom at this point. I'm desperate to try something different that could bring some light. Thank God I started counseling. And I had this narrative in my mind that counseling was a waste of money. Why would you talk to someone so that they can tell you what you want to hear. Even with my marriage, it was that, you know, the storyline, my husband's parents were pastors, and it was like all he saw was counseling within the church community of people coming in and just issues, problems, things that were wrong. And he's like, there's nothing wrong to that extent. We don't need counseling, you know? So there was already a negative kind of vibe when it came to doing counseling, but he did just that, because through my counselor, she was also a pastor, but just so wise and had not an open mind, but just was able to see things so clearly and protect me, but also get me ready for the different stages of divorce, different stages of grief. And that was life-changing for me, because I think I was able to find my voice again through that process. I think we live in a very fallen world, and things happen that are out of our understanding. But I do know that he uses it all. He uses it all. Like, there's not one tear that goes. There's not one broken moment, prayer, whatever you think of in your most broken moments, that goes unseen by him, and he uses it all in some way for the good. And even me now, I'm speaking about things that a year, 2 years ago, I would have never told you there could be any good that can come from this place. But there was so much good that came from such a painful place. So if you are a person that finds yourself in the middle of brokenness, of shame, of pain, of just any of these things that we've been talking about in our own healing journey, know that there's hope there. There's good there, that God can use all of it and turn it around for something good. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, that's it for tonight. God bless you. I'm sorry I couldn't take the rest of the callers. It'll be next week. God bless you. Have a beautiful week. Blessed. And know that Jesus is healing you. Amen. Good night.